I've been thinking about my situation. Baby, sometimes I think my time has come. Been thinking about my situation. Baby, sometimes I think my race has been run. When I think of all that lies before me, well, I know what I will do for sure. Well, I pray, yes, I pray, the Lord will come and take my troubles away.
Coming Alive. Last week, Terry King was released from prison to begin the challenge of bringing a rundown community centre back to life. And he met a woman whom he just knew was going to mean a great deal to him.
Are you married?
I was. She left me when I got sent to prison 8 years ago.
I thought this was your first jail term.
Well, it is as such, but I've been on remand before. And don't forget, on remand, you can spend as much time in jail as some people do when they get sentenced. It's the system that's to blame.
Oh, really? Not too many people committing too many crimes?
You're not very sympathetic for a social worker, are you?
I'm sympathetic to genuine cases.
I am a genuine case. Anyway, what about you?
What about me, what?
Well, are you married?
Why?
Well, just interest, I mean. There's a Ladybird book lying on the back seat and My Little Pony beside it. Either you've got young taste for your age or there's a little girl somewhere in the frame.
My daughter, Gail. She's 6 years old.
Nice.
I think she is. And what else have you deduced, Sherlock Holmes?
You were asking me personal questions.
I am doing it for official reasons. I need to know who I'm dealing with.
And now part two of Coming Alive. Quick Draw McGraw.
Dear Gran, thank you for the Christmas present. Hand-knitted socks are just what I wanted. How did you know that one of my feet is size 11 and the other size 7? Only joking, half, half, half. My used motor spare parts business has become a bit iffy of late. I thought the place where I kept everything, the community centre here on Groveville Farm, would be safe. But social services have put this bloke in to do the place up. He's a convict they've let out on licence while he does the work. And he says from what he's seen of the estate so far, it was safer being in prison. I think he was joking, half, half, half. He's all right, really. His name's Terry King, and he was inside for being a con artist. Though, like Dad says, if they put every con artist in jail, Parliament would be empty. I think it's quite exciting, the idea of doing up the old centre, and I've offered to help him. I've a good idea how we can raise the money we need to do it, and legal as well. I hope this letter gets to you okay. Keep well, Gran, and I'll do my best to call and see you next visiting day. Don't upset the nurses. Your loving grandson, Steve.
Right, run this by me one more time. Let's see if I've got it straight.
Right. We sell 1,000 raffle tickets at a fiver apiece. That's 5,000 quid. We give out prizes totalling a K. Huh. That's 4 grand left to buy whatever you need to get this place mended.
Yeah. It sounds great on paper.
It is great. We can't lose. You ever seen a broke bookie?
I hate to crush your obvious enthusiasm.
For which I won't take one penny.
But when I was in the nick, I received 2 valuable pieces of advice. One was never to pick up the soap in the showers. The other was that whenever anyone comes to you with a proposition that involves gambling in any shape or form and utters those 3 magic words, you can't lose, take a run as fast as you can.
But we are not gambling. You are the bookie.
Wait a minute. How come it's changed from us to you all of a sudden?
It's your centre. Look, it's no different to bingo. No one says there's anything wrong in that. Everyone holds raffles. It's all perfectly legit. And it's going to raise the money you need. You want this place to work, didn't you?
Well, obviously. But how do we guarantee the prize money? I mean, I haven't got a grand, and you certainly haven't got a grand.
Well, the first 200 tickets sold are the prize money. We're sure to sell 200.
Hello?
Oh, I'm off.
In here.
So, this is where you're hiding. Here. What's all this stuff?
It's car parts.
Yours?
His. And he's getting rid of them.
Hello?
I know you.
Well, I'll get about.
Stephen Addison, 47 Plumtree Close.
Give that woman a coconut. Name that resident, and she does every time.
I came and saw you with your father 2 years ago.
Oh, yeah? Been nicked, Teddy?
No, I wasn't.
How are you keeping, Stephen?
Doing all right.
And your father?
Well, don't see him a lot. He's out when I'm in, and I'm in when he's out.
Sounds like a game of cricket.
Yeah. Anyway, I've got to go. I'll get on with that idea, put it in motion. I'll see you later.
What idea? I hope you're not planning to get him into some dodgy deals.
Me? You're joking. That kid could teach me a thing or two. No, he's got this idea about how we could raise some money to do this place up.
Well, you'd better forget it.
Why? It's not a bad idea. As a matter of fact...
Because this place isn't going to be done up.
Oh? So what about me?
That's the really bad news, I'm afraid, Terry. It appears that the audit committee of the council have looked at their annual spending figures. Well, according to my boss, all new initiatives are to be cancelled. And that includes this one.
What?
Now, it's my opinion that we can claim this isn't a new initiative. It's one that's already been agreed.
Right.
Well, the trouble is Mr. Preston didn't want this project to go ahead in the first place, so he won't push that argument to the executive. He'll just let it go.
Yeah, but can't you get past this Preston bloke and go straight to the executive?
No.
Why?
Because Preston is my boss, and if I go behind his back, he'll make sure I get the sack. And then that will be the end of this project, because I'm the only one who believes in it.
Maybe.
Maybe what?
Well, maybe you wouldn't be going behind his back. Maybe you'd be standing in front of him, defending him.
I don't get it.
Look, if you want to make people think that what they don't want is what they do want, then you've got to present it to them in a different way. See, in this case, what you do with Mr. Preston is...
What the hell is going on, Miss Gaines?
I beg your pardon, Mr. Preston?
I've just received this fax from the audit board telling me that the Grove Hill Farm Centre project can continue because it was agreed before the cuts.
Oh, but that's great news!
According to this, it follows a memo that you sent directly to the board.
That's right.
Miss Gaines, as you well know, I am in charge of this department. All contact with the executive is through me.
I know, but...
There are no buts. This is a very serious disciplinary matter which I shall take up with the executive. I am afraid you have seriously jeopardised your future with this department, Miss Gaines. In fact, I think I can even go so far as to say you may well not have a future here.
I can understand that you may be angry, Mr. Preston, but I thought this was the best way to protect you.
To protect me? Would you care to explain how going behind my back to the executive protects me?
When I told Mr. King that the project was cancelled, he was deeply upset.
Of course he was. It meant he'd be going back to prison.
Well, naturally, I told him there was nothing I could do, which is when he informed me that there was no need because he would do it.
He'd do what?
Apparently, he's got very good contacts with one of these lobby groups for prisoners' rights.
Oh, yes, he would have.
He said that he would make sure that what had happened was given full publicity in the press, TV, radio. He even mentioned knowing someone on one of these American satellite news channels.
But this is...
He claims that stopping this project would be illegal because it must have been approved before the decision to stop new projects came into effect.
How did he work that out?
Well, he is quick-witted.
Oh, of course. Trust us to choose a con artist for this project. If we'd had a burglar, none
of this... He said that he intended to name you in all the bad publicity.
Me?
Well, I protested. Told him that the decision was nothing to do with you. But he said the TV, like a name. You know, someone they can chase with their cameras. He said it makes good television.
Good God.
I knew that if I told you this, it would only make you more determined to cancel the project. But I could imagine what the scandal would do, not just to this department, but especially to you professionally.
Professionally?
Your face and name all over the papers. And even though it wasn't your fault, you'd be the scapegoat. You know what the executive and politicians are like for protecting themselves.
Oh, and I couldn't let that happen to you. It just wasn't fair. Which is why I contacted the executive myself. I'm very sorry. Under normal circumstances, naturally, I would have come to you first.
No. Now you've explained it, I can see that you did the right thing. He actually said he'd do that. Go to the press.
He did.
We'll have to watch him, Miss Gaines. Terence King is a slippery customer. Cunning, clever.
Oh, he certainly is. But don't worry. I'll keep my eye on him.
Strangers in the night, what were the chances we would fall in love before the night is through?
Practicing for the prisoners' reunion concert.
Listen, I won a talent contest in my cell block.
Singing?
No. So, what news from Boy Wonder Preston?
It worked. We're in business.
Yeah? Now, what did I tell you?
I don't think I won't recognise it if you try the same trick on me.
Oh, come on, what do you take me for? Anyway, stand by to be impressed.
I've already said I am.
No, not about that. Raising the cash for doing up this place.
Oh?
It was Steve's idea.
Steve? Oh, yes, young Mr. Addison.
Well, I say it was his idea, but I suppose it came out of a joint brainstorming. Now, like I say, I want this place to succeed.
There's no need to sell yourself to me.
No? Well, sold already, eh? See, you met me and you've seen what's missing in your life.
Are you trying it on?
Me? No. Anyway, this idea. Listen, a raffle.
Ha! What's the prize? The centre?
No, cash. We sell 1,000 tickets at a fiver apiece. Mm-hmm. First prize, 500. Two second prizes of 200 apiece, and a fourth prize of a ton. So, presto. $4,000 left over to buy stuff for this place. Now, that's brilliant, eh?
Not brilliant.
What?
What you are proposing is a draw. And under the rules of the Gaming Act, you need a licence to run such an enterprise. And believe me, the judges will not grant one to someone who's still officially a convict.
It is not a draw. It's a raffle. And we held them in the nick all the time. And that place was full of convicts and no one complained.
How official were these raffles?
Well, they were. They looked semi-official. The screws knew about them. I mean, sometimes they even came in on them.
The answer is no.
What do you mean, no?
I've already explained.
Oh, all right. Let Steve get the licence. It was his idea.
Steve is 17. He's underage.
OK, how about you?
Me?
Yeah, you're not a con and... You certainly ain't underage.
But what's that supposed to mean?
Well, nothing. No, you're a lovely age. Look.
The answer is no.
But why?
Because if it got out that I, as a social worker, was running a lottery to raise money in conjunction with a con artist and a 17-year-old shoplifter...
Shoplifter?
Oh, sorry, I shouldn't have said that. Please forget I said it. I betrayed a confidence.
This estate is full of crooks.
The point is, it would ruin me professionally. So the answer is no. Got that? That's N-O.
Hello, partner.
The answer is no.
Hey, what was the question?
Can we have a draw?
What? Why?
Because draws are illegal unless you have a licence.
All right, so we don't call it a draw. Call it a raffle.
Look, I tried that. It don't matter if we call it a raffle, a draw or a pair of bell-bottom trousers. The answer is still no.
Can't back out now.
We ain't got no choice. If my boss says no, then it's no.
No, you don't understand. I've sold tickets.
Already? But we haven't had any printed yet.
I've sold them on a promise. 20 of them. I've got the money here, look.
Stroll on, I'm impressed. No, look, sorry. Sorry, you'll just have to give it all back.
What? I can't.
Why not?
Look, the blokes who gave me this money are not the sort of people you tell that all bets are off and you just give them back their stake.
Anyone in?
It's Harry Howard.
Who? Hey, where are you going?
Listen, don't give him any lip if you want to keep your ears.
Oh, I'm going to get a lock for that door.
Well. So this is where it all happens. Is that little Stevie I saw nip out just now?
No.
Very valiant. I like a man who lies for his friends. Keep an eye on the main door. If anyone comes, tell them we're busy.
Right, Harry.
Now. Terry King, right?
Depends who's asking.
I'm Harry Howard. You may have heard of me.
No.
Don't worry, you will. I hear you're running a draw, are you?
It was a raffle.
Well, the thing is, you haven't got permission.
Well, it's an oversight. I didn't know we needed a licence.
I'm not talking about licences. I'm talking about my permission, which is much more important. You see, everything that happens on this estate, I know about it. If I like it, I let it go on and I take a percentage. If I don't like it or it clashes with something else I've got going, then I have to say no. I mean, we all like free enterprise, but you've got to have rules. Well, you know that. You've been inside, so I hear. You know how things run.
Yeah.
Anyway, I like this idea. Good for the community. Now, here's how it's going to happen. Your first prize is 500, right?
Look, I told you.
Terry, please, don't interrupt when I'm talking. Your first prize is 500.
Right.
A bloke named Danny McGraw wins that.
What?
2 second prize, 200 each.
Yeah.
Annie Winston and Derek Smith.
No relations to you, of course.
Of course not.
And the last 100?
Luck of the draw. No sense in being greedy. Now, the proceeds...
If it happens, they're going to the centre.
Of course. So I'll only take 50%.
50?
If I thought it wasn't for a good cause, but was for personal gain, I'd be taking much more. I'm a very community-minded man. Anyway, I've got to go. And the best of luck with the draw. I'm sure it'll be a winner. All clear, Annie.
All clear, Harry.
Everything all right?
I imagine I've just met the Mr. Big of the estate.
Not just of the estate. What a stroke of luck, eh?
Luck?
Yeah. If people think that Harry Howard's behind this draw, there'll be no problem selling tickets. People will be chucking themselves at us to buy them.
Oh, I don't know, Steve. It's all starting to get a bit iffy.
Well, where else are you going to get the money to do up this place so quickly?
I was going to see what social services can come up with.
Social services?
Well, they got me.
Of course they got you. You didn't cost anything. Look, come on, at least give it a try.
Hello, have you got a minute?
What's happened?
Nothing. Well, since you mention it...
Yes?
See, I was looking at the place again, making a list of all the things that need to be done.
Miss Gaines, I wanted to... I see you're busy.
Oh, Mr. Preston, this is Terry King.
King? Grove Hill Farm?
That's right. Pleased to meet you at last, Mr. Preston.
Ah, yes, yes. I have to say, I think you're doing a great job out there.
Well, just getting started, really.
You have my full support. I have fought to get the backing for this project, and I will continue to do so.
Oh, that's great. Thanks, Mr. Preston. I appreciate that.
My pleasure. Any time.
You wanted to see me, Mr. Preston?
That's all right, Miss Gaines. We'll talk later. I'm sure you and Mr. King have important things to discuss about our top priority project. Keep up the good work.
Oh, Ollie.
I think it might be a good idea if we talked elsewhere.
Listen, it's nearly 12 o'clock. How about if we talked over a drink?
We are not going to a pub. It would not be done for me to be seen drinking with you.
Is a cup of tea allowed? Look, there aren't half a lot of rules in your job, aren't there? Cool. I'm sure they've put more sticky on the sticky bun since I came out of Nick. I reckon it's a ploy to get rid of the sugar mountain.
You've kept up to date on European affairs?
World affairs? You never know when it might come in handy. There is a tide in the affairs of men, which, taken at the flood, leads on to fortune. Julius Caesar.
Don't quote Shakespeare at me. What's gone wrong?
Nothing's gone wrong. In fact, what I'm trying to do is put things right. Now, how big a budget have you got for repairs at the centre?
Why?
Oh, come on. If I'm going to do it up, I need to have an idea of what I can spend, or rather, what you can spend.
At the moment, it's being negotiated.
You haven't got any, have you?
Look, this has been a very difficult project to get off the ground.
Well, of course it has. You've been brilliant to get it this far.
Well...
Yeah, but good ideas are all very well. To put in windows and plumbing and electricity, you're going to need money. Now, this raffle idea...
No!
Oh, come on, please, listen. If you think I'm going to use it to skim off the take, I promise you, you can hold all the dosh. There'll be proper accounts, every ticket registered, receipt books, the lot.
It's not that... I believe you've got the right motives for doing this. If you must know, I,
actually think you're a nice man who wants to prove to everyone, given the chance, that he's honest and straight.
Yeah? Well, that's the nicest thing anyone's ever said about me.
But then, that's what a good con artist does.
I am not a con artist.
Yes, you are. Look how you turned Preston around. Yeah,
not by pretending to be honest and decent, and you were part of it.
Well, we won't argue.
Good. Because if you want to know what I think...
Oh, well, I'm sure you're going to tell me.
Yes, I think we could be friends. Good friends.
And I think we could be social worker and client.
Yeah? What, like doctors and nurses? I'm sorry.
The reason I'm saying no to this draw idea is because however good the intentions are, without a licence, it's illegal. And when it's found out...
If?
When? Well, that'll be the end of everything. The project, you, and it would most certainly be the end of me and my job.
Serious?
Dead serious. Preston may be gullible, but he's no fool. And he wants me out. The way I work doesn't fit with the way he wants his department to run. We may have fooled him once, but if he finds a solid reason to get me out and this project finished, that's it.
Well, how'd you get on?
The drawer's off, she said now.
I don't believe this.
Oh, come on, look, her job's at stake.
Oh, yeah? You can talk round her boss, all right?
That was different.
Yeah, you ain't got the hots for a boss.
I have not got the hots for her.
Oh, come on, I saw the way you was looking at her.
Look, the way I look at people is none of your business.
It is when it stops you doing what you're good at.
What do you mean?
Because of that, I'm going to have to go to these blokes, try and give them their tickets back. I'm going to get me head kicked in.
Oh, no, you won't. I'll take them back.
Eh?
Yes.
What are you going to say to stop them kicking your head in?
No one's going to kick my head in.
No?
No. Trust me.
And I'll have a packet of crisps. No, make that 2 packets.
Excuse me. Sam Stone.
Aye.
Terry King from the centre.
Oh, aye.
Look, can I have a quiet natter?
What about?
Well, I got a message from Steve Addison.
Oh, aye.
It's about the raffle.
The draw?
Well, whatever. Anyway, the thing is, it's off, so I've brought your stake money back. Here.
Your what?
Your fiver, here.
I'm not taking that. A deal's a deal. That was mistake money.
Yeah, I know.
I'd even picked out my lucky ticket number.
I'm sure.
I was a cert to win.
I'm sure you were.
So what I want is my winnings. The 500.
Now, look.
Like I said, Addison guaranteed me I was going to win. Otherwise, why else would I have stumped up a five?
Yeah, I'm sure Steve didn't mean...
His actual words were, you are bound to win. Well, we all know what that means, eh? Know what I mean? A nod's as good as a wink to a blind horse.
But he said that to everyone he sold a ticket to.
Yeah, but they were mugs, right? I knew what he was saying to me. This has been fixed, and you are in for a certain 500. That's what he was saying to me. So if you think I'm going to settle for a measly fiver, you've got another thing coming. I want 500 quid from you, or else you're going to end up seeing what the casualty ward looks like from the inside.
Now, hang on. All right. I'll tell Harry what you said.
Who?
Harry. Harry Howard, didn't you know?
Know what?
That Harry Howard was running the raffle.
What?
Oh, come on. Surely you know that nothing goes on this estate without Harry having his finger in it?
Yeah,
Well, I'll tell him what you said. Oh, Sam, if you want me to add that bit about the casualty ward...
Hey, you better not. You better not say nothing. Give me that fiver back. And if I hear a word of this got back to Harry Howard, I'll ruddy kill you.
Oh, don't you worry, Sam. My lips are sealed. Steve?
Who is it?
Well, it's me, of course. Who do you think it is? Come on out of there.
All right. How'd you get on then?
Well, all of them took their money back.
What? No trouble?
Yeah, well, they were all a bit reluctant at first. They seemed to have this idea that you'd promised each of them the draw would be fixed. And they were each guaranteed 500 smackers.
Salesmanship.
Salesmanship?
Yeah, but it worked out all right. Oh, it's amazing. They're pretty sharp, ain't you? You must have some rabbit, be able to talk yourself out of that spot of bother.
Well, tools of the trade. Now all I got to do is tell Harry Howard the news that there ain't going to be a draw after all.
He might be a different kettle of fish.
Why? You didn't promise him a first prize as well, did you?
Nah.
Well then, where do I find him? Where's he normally hang out?
Well, the snooker all in town.
Well, Terry, what can I say? I'm deeply disappointed.
Yeah, well, there you go.
It would have been so good for the community.
Mm.
Well, there you are. Still, I'm sure you and I can come to an arrangement.
An arrangement?
Well, over the money you owe me.
What money?
Well, the draw money. After all, I've made promises. Danny McGraw, 500, Annie Winston and Eric Smith, 200 each, plus my 50% of the £4,000 profit, all of which I calculate comes to 2.5K.
2.5? Oh, come off here, Harry.
I'm Mr. Howard to people who owe me money, Terry.
I don't owe you a penny.
No? Well, that's funny, because a little bird told me that you've been going around saying it was my draw.
What?
Now, it could be that people who listen out for me heard wrong, in which case we can straighten this out with a couple of visits to the people who've been spreading this rumour. Because if someone uses my name in vain, I get very upset, Terry.
I can understand.
So, if it is my draw, then what's my position? I can't be seen to start something and then lose out. I've never lost money on anything I've ever been involved in. Ever. Get my drift?
Yeah.
After all, I'm a man with a reputation to keep up. I mean, if it was seen that I was welshing on my promises to Danny and the others, or going soft, well, you see what I mean?
Yeah, but I haven't got £2,500.
Of course you haven't. And I understand your situation, which is why I think there are two ways we can play this. One, we treat it as a loan, which you pay me back, which, of course, unfortunately means you'd run up quite a lot of interest. As you can imagine, my charges on an unsecured loan are quite high.
Yeah, I can imagine.
Or maybe we can do a little business together and you can, well, work it off.
I'm not in your business.
Oh, then, what can I say? Except that the other options are always open to you.
Being?
Let me have my 2.5 by Friday, or else my people will be calling on you every week for the interest on it. And believe me, Terry, if they don't get it, they can get very unhappy. Very unhappy indeed.
Coming Alive is written by Jim Eldridge. Carl Howman is Terry King. Phyllis Logan, Sandra Gaines. Ben Crowe, Steve Addison. Geoffrey Whitehead, Harry Howard. David Holt, Mr. Preston, and Giles Fagan, Sam Stone.
Gonna do what I can to make things turn out right, 'cause there ain't nobody here who can show me the light. And I pray, yes, I pray, the Lord'll come and take my troubles.
Coming Alive is directed by Marilyn Imrie, and the song is sung by Jacqueline Dankworth. You can hear part 3 at the same time next week.